This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libus. Venezuela's Supreme Court barred opposition leader Juan Guaido from leaving the country Tuesday as the man challenging President Nicolas Maduro's claim to the presidency presses forward with establishing a transitional government. That order came down hours after Chief Prosecutor Tarek William Saab announced he was opening a criminal investigation into Guaido's anti-government activities and requested that his financial assets be frozen. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton issued a warning to the Maduro government earlier, urging them not to harm Guaido, who's been recognized by the Trump administration and two dozen other nations as Venezuela's rightful president. Opposition envoy Carlos Vecchio says the international community needs to ramp up pressure on the socialist government.
We want to call for a free and transparent election as soon as possible. And that's why we are asking for the support of the international community.
Vecchio met with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence at the White House Tuesday. On Monday, the U.S. hit Venezuela's state-owned oil company with potentially devastating economic sanctions. The U.S. State Department, meanwhile, said Americans shouldn't travel to Venezuela, warning of unrest, the threat of being arbitrarily arrested, and sudden demonstrations. Authorities in Pakistan say a suicide militant raid against a police facility Tuesday in southwestern Balochistan left at least 9 people dead, 21 injured. A military statement said 3 bombers carrying guns assaulted a Deputy Inspector General Police Office compound as 800 candidates were inside for enrollment in the provincial police. The extremist Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. Egyptian security forces arrested 54 people Tuesday for planning to hold protests and commit violence on the anniversary of the 2011 uprising. That's according to the Interior Ministry. This is